Capodici is going to share the word. So we're going to switch chairs here and take it away, Bob.
Jim, everything all right up there? Good. All right. Well, we have what I want to cover today is listening and hearing what God has to say. A lot of, and I like Jimmy's prayer when you started this off. It had make God our first priority. We're going to touch a little bit on that, but we're going to start in verse Matthew 6:33. Very familiar. Probably all of us have memorized, but let's get our eyes on the page here and see what God has to say to us today. 6:33. Says, but seek. The first word there is seek. Now, a little illustration on seeking. Sometimes somebody's definition of seeking may be different. Years ago, how old's Jameson?
Three.
How old's Rob when we lost him on the beach?
About four.
Okay, so years ago, we didn't lose him, he lost himself. So here's what happened. We were on the beach in Brigantine, and I asked my father to watch Rob. He's sitting with his friends, and I don't know, I went somewhere, Kathy went somewhere, on the beach. And then all of a sudden, we came back. I said, hey, where's Rob? You know, I don't know. So Rob's missing, right? So we're looking all over the place. So part of seeking was, it wasn't like we said, okay, he'll come back someday, and we just went on our business, right? That's not the definition of seeking. Seeking, we looked for him. We scoured the beach, so to speak. And lo and behold, no one found him, but he's come wandering back. Like nothing, he was just like walking around and he came back. So, but the key with seeking, so seeking God is, it's a diligent effort. All right, it isn't just say, well, you know, I open my Bible once a day and I come in the morning, I read a verse and just say, okay, and off I go. That ain't it. So let's see, hopefully we can see in the Word of God how we can really sort of focus in on seeking God. And the purpose of seeking God is to hear what He has to say. And then once we hear what He has to say is to act on it, right? So we don't go with a predetermined need. So sometimes we think we have a need, but sometimes we need to pray to find out what to pray for, right? Because a lot of times we're praying for the wrong thing. You could be praying for a job, but you need something before you get that job, you know? So let's look at the word. So it says, seek ye first. First is make God priority. First in importance. Say first, number one. There's only one first, right? You can't come in the race, there's not two firsts, right? Well, there's a tie, but not in where God comes along. There's one first. There's one God, one Spirit, one host. Right, one Lord, faith, baptism, right? There's one. So seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now let's look at our priorities of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at John 5. Gospel of John 5, 30. We'll start in there. It says here, I can of my own self do nothing. As I what? Hear. Right? So that's the key thing. Hear. I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek. See, not my own will, but the will of the Father that sent me. So part of the seeking is, and we're going to see it later on, it's part of seeking God is going to His Word. We go in prayer, and we have Holy Spirit in us where He works in us. So all this stuff works together. But so he seeks God, not his own will, right? So that's the key thing. We go with a God like, okay, God, what is the situation in my situation? Right now, we all have something in our lives that we may need an answer to. So we start with that. Okay, God, what about this? And we're going to see how we have to get our minds prepared to receive that.
Okay.
Look at, in John, since we're still there, in John, look at verse 19. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, For what things soever he doeth, those also the Son doeth. So there's the three components there. He hears, right? Hears from the God, and he seeks. He seeks, he hears, and he does, right? It's a basic thing. We seek God, we hear what he says, and we do. We act on it with believing, okay? Not half-heartedly. Look at Luke 6:46. Before we go to Luke 6:46, we're going to do a little detour here. Jeremiah 29, then we'll come back there. So it's like, how do we seek? Why do we seek? So we get that clear. It's not because we, you know, it's a religious thing we have to, or God's not going to like us. You know, that's not the, it's not the purpose. Not out of guilt. So let's see what it says in the Word here. So Jeremiah 29:11. Everybody there? It says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, or to give you a future and a hope. It's translated some other places. Verse 12, Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when, what? You search for me with all your heart. See, there's principles in here. We search with all the heart. If you back it up, read backwards. If you search with all your heart, that's seeking him. And then if you do that, you're going to find him. And then you're going to find out what he has to say, basically, right? What God has to say for our situation. Look at Isaiah 55:8, right before there. So it's seeking God with our whole heart. It can't be a half-hearted attempt. Can't be like a prayer in the morning, oh God, thanks for taking care of this, and then you go out the door. You know, like, just leave it. Don't even waste your breath, right? We have to get in that gear, because sometimes we can get into bad habits of repetitious prayers, right? And there's no heart behind it, and it's like you're just praying for things. And we got to be on guard against that. We all fall prey to that. So look at Isaiah 55, verse 8. And the whole purpose of seeking God is to align our thoughts with his thoughts. Look at verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. So the whole purpose of seeking God is to find out his thoughts on the situation, his way. What's this, in my situation, God, what's your thoughts? It's almost like you're going to a counselor. You're coming up and say, what do you think about this? And then what do you have to do to find out? You have to listen, right? That's the other part. So you stop talking. Listening, right? We're going to get to that part. Look at Ezra. Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job. So back a little. Ezra 7. Slow on this one, too. There we go. So Ezra 7, I know this is probably worn out in your Bible, this page, right? Verse 10 says, For Ezra hath prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel the statutes and judgments. So Ezra prepared his heart to seek the Lord and to do it. So you come there with a predetermined mindset that, God, whatever you say, I'm going to do. Now, you may not like it, but see, the whole point is we have predetermined that we're going to do what God says. And if you come in with that attitude and you're seeking what he says, and then you will stop and listen, and you get it, and then you act on it. And then no matter what it says, you do it. Sometimes we saw in the Word of God, a lot of people didn't want to do a lot of things. Look at Jonah, that's the thing of Jonah. There's a lot of people. Paul, they want to go to Jerusalem, and God's telling them not to go to Jerusalem, right? Plenty of time. But so things may sound heroic and really, you know, really cool to do, but it's what we're seeking God to find out things that we need to know. And all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable, right? So what God tells us is going to profit us. And probably somebody else if someone else is involved in the situation. So so we got to prepare our hearts. Look at, now we look at Luke 6. 6:46. And here's Jesus talking here. And he says, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the thing which I say?" So think about that. When we go to God, you know, and he tells us something, you know, if we're going to him, we're, the whole purpose is to find out and to do what he says. Not to sort of say, well, it doesn't agree with my, where I want to go. So, you know, I'll discard that and I'll do my own way. No. So it says, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the thing which I say?" Look at verse 47. "Whosoever cometh," now look at these points, "whosoever cometh to me, heareth my sayings, and doeth them." There's three things here. You come, that's seeking. You hear the word, okay? Whether you hear it from the word of God, when you're reading it, you come with that attitude that you're seeking it. God, show me what I need to know, and you go to the word. And then sometimes you just, in regular prayer, you'll just pray and God, show me. But a lot of times it'll lead you in the word, and you go in the word, and the answers are here, you know. And so you come, hear, and do. We read that Jesus did that, right? He always did the will of the Father. He sought the will of the Father, and he did it. That's the pattern for all of us, right? Come here, do. Now, all these words are action words, right? Action, right? So come, you put yourself in a position to hear the word of God. We heard Ezra. He prepared his heart. So you just don't come with like in a rush, like, okay, I got to get this done. You come with a purpose. So you come with your heart peaceful. You get peaceful before you can come to God. Because if your head's in a blender, right, from the world, you know, get up in the morning, I got to do this, you know. You know, there's a million things running around. You got to get that out of the way first before you can receive anything, right? I mean, we've all been there, right? We get up and get on the treadmill. You know, I get up 5:30, got to do this, go to work, boom, 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 come home. So you got to make the time to do that, prepare your heart. So then it says, "Hear my sayings." So we don't just hear the sounds of the words, right? We want to hear the meaning and the intent of the words, what God's telling us. Because a lot of times you can just hear words in the air, out there. You know? So you go with preparing your heart, seeking, God, what does this mean to me? Show me. You know, we do have Holy Spirit, right? I read that somewhere. Right? We do have it. And it helps us lead us and guides us in all truth and shows this thing to come. And so it helps work, opens the eyes of our understanding so we understand the Word of God, or else we would never understand it. And the worst is, do my sayings. The other point is, so we put the Word into practice. Do. Okay? Now let's go to Proverbs 4. So key to all this is once we do come and we hear, and we got to focus on his word. 4:20. And this verse is great for a lot of things, this section here. My son, attend to my words. See, when you have if you go to a restaurant, a real good restaurant, and you have the waiter, he's attending to you, he's looking at you, and whatever, if you say, hey, waiter, I need more water, boom, you know, I need this, boom. He's listening. He's not just saying, oh, yeah, I heard a couple of words, you know. He'd be out. He wouldn't have a job too long if he functioned like that. So we attend to God's word. We hear it. We seek it or prick up our ears. Like God said this, it's like, you know, what years ago there was a E.F. Hutton would talk and everybody in the commercial, everybody's like listening. Well, think about that. God talks. We listen. He's God. First priority, remember? Keep him first, his word first. So there's a lot of voices going on in the world You know, there's radio, TV, there's all over the place. But we have to tend to his, where his is priority. We discard all the other ones. This is what counts. When our, rather a physical healing, financial situation is, emotional, whatever. His word we attend to first. Everything else is secondary, right? God first in priority, rank, and power, everything else. So we attend to his word. We make the decision to hear what God says. Stay focused. That's the key out of this one. Look at Joshua 1. Joshua 1, chapter 1, verse 7. Now, before this, God's instructing Joshua that, you know, in verse 5, I will never fail thee nor forsake thee. So he's providing him instruction, and he's taken over for Moses died. He's taken over the children of Israel, and he's preparing him to go to the promised land. So he's telling him, here's what you need to do, right? Because Joshua didn't come in there with a plan. There wasn't things mapped out. There wasn't a transition plan for Moses that he wrote up. Now, Joshua, follow this. And now, so he just took over. Now God's instructing him. So it says, be strong, verse 7, and very courageous that thou, why? And the purpose that thou mayest observe. See, observe to do. You got to listen. You read it. You listen. Hear. The law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from the right hand to the left. And the result would be you may prosper wherever you go. We've heard it many times because we go to prayer. Here's what we should do. We don't want to, well, I want to do left. I want to go right. No. Then you're going to go not prosperous. You're going to fail. Verse 8. Now, this book of the law, how do you do this? How do you accomplish this? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So part of seeking God is meditating on the word. It's speaking the word to yourself. What is the word? You know, saying it to yourself. Yeah, it's muttering, but it's saying the word. Like, and I've done that a lot of time. When you say it out loud, say it to yourself quietly. I'd like to read it out loud because I can hear it. And I say it, it makes it double hit on your heart here. So thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Why? That thou mayest observe to do. You can't do until you know. So you know by meditating, then you do according to what's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Guarantee. There's a guarantee here. There's other places in the Word of God that your heart doesn't depart from the Lord. You shall be, you know, like a tree planted by rivers of water, and you shall prosper when bad times come and all that stuff. So, see, it's key is hearing. Seeing what God has, hearing what God has to say. Come to the Word, hear it, and do it. Look at Colossians 3:16. And we do have stuff in the New Testament here, so can't say it's not written for us. That's applicable to us. But here's in Colossians 3:15. There's a lot of them in the Colossians, or 3:16. And part of listening and hearing the Word of God is keeping, like we heard Sid said earlier, you know, when we, the issues of life, keep the heart with all diligence for or the issues of life. Well, part of that Proverbs 4:20 ends up with, once you hear the Word, you know, keep it before your eyes and ears, put it in your heart, and then guard it, you know. And similar to here, it says, let the Word of Christ, in verse 16 of Colossians 3, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Richly, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. See, let it dwell richly. And John, Christ said, if my words abide in you, you abide in my words. You shall ask what you will and it shall be done. So you abide, it's abiding in the word and having the word abide in you, living in you. So that's where it just pops up, like you're going around. Well, what's going on? Boom, here's an idea. Here's a thought. And it. You line up with the word and you act on it. See, all through the New Testament says, put on the mind of Christ in Philippians. Set your minds on things above, right? It's putting the word on your mind, keeping your mind in the word, your word in the mind. in your mind. Now, last, we're going to tie up here in listening and hearing from God. Look at Ecclesiastes 5:1. I ran across this. It was pretty neat. Psalm, Proverbs. After Psalm, Proverbs, Song of Solomon. Right? Am I wrong? I said it wrong, didn't I? Yeah, that's it. That's it. Song of, got it backwards here. So Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. It says, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not they do evil. So in the NAS, that's what it says there. The next verse we'll go to the NAS. But so it says, see, be more ready to hear. So we go to the house of God, we're talking about, we're going to the Word, we're going seeking God, we're going to our prayer time. And we're seeking Him, and we're more ready to hear, so we pray and you listen, so we get a response. You know? And if we don't get a response, you just get stay with it. That's it. You know. Then you learn to walk with God more often. Then after a while, you just know. You know, it's like a knowing, you know. And like Sid was saying, you know that you know. You just know. Things pop up. You know this is the right thing to do now. You know, there's no, like, you can't analyze it. You know, you can't diagram it. And you just said, this is the right thing. So, but you have to go there ready to hear. Ready. That's like we saw in Ezra, preparing your heart. Psalm 62. 62 verse 1. We'll read it in King James, and I have the NAS version here. Truly my soul waiteth, 62:1 of Psalm. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, for him cometh my salvation. And then some people, it has is silent. But look at NAS. Well, you can't see, but here's how it reads. It says, my soul waits in silence for God only. For him is my salvation. See, we wait in silence. We wait. Okay, we pray. We wait. It says, wait upon the Lord. Trust also him, and he will bring it to pass, right? So we waiting is listening. It's not just sitting around pacing the floor, you know, right? So we wait in silence, you know, and we wait. We listen. And a couple of, I read this quotes, and this is from Hearing God's Voice. It was from Henry, I think, Blackaby. I think that's the name, if I copied it right. He had a couple quotes that really resonated with me. He says, prayer's a time for God to change us. He says, the key to God transforming us is not found in what we say as we pray, but what we hear. Pretty cool, right? Because we say a lot of things, but we hear from God. So that's what I wanted to share with you, right? Amen. Yeah.